Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edijenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spread Jesus for all missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edijenfi.
Hallelujah. Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of our Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a month of increasing faith. And I believe that this is one of the mighty things we could ever encounter. And actually, it's a joy for me because as I've been preparing myself to be a blessing by the grace of God, I realize that the subject of faith is so broad. I really, really doubt we can really exhaust this month. So every opportunity we get, we're going to share on faith and faith and faith and faith. The first statement you have to understand that faith can't be fake. You see, faith, it can't be what? Fake. Unfortunately, there has been many definitions as long as this subject of faith is concerned, and some have done us good, and some too, they have rather diverted our course to a certain direction. Some people think that Takashi is faith. Faith is not Takashi. So when we say, oh, Vim, Pastor Vim, oh, it will come back. When I repair, what if the phone doesn't say, oh, it will come by faith? It's not Takashi. It's not Vim. Oh, Vim, suffer Vim, it will come. It has nothing to do with that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So today, let me just pick a small part of it. Just an atom of the subject of faith. I just want to talk about increasing your most holy faith. Increasing your most holy faith. Do you believe you need this word? Yes. Child of God, the truth of the matter is that whatever is attainable in this kingdom can only be attainable by faith. There are people who can really, 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 really pray. They can pray, but sincerely speaking, they don't have faith. So they have energy for prayer, but you don't see much result after the prayer. By the time I finish this teaching, some of you will understand many things. Number one thing you will understand is why there's a difference between you and your brother. Why is it like some people are so good when it comes to the word of God, and it's like you don't really, it's like there are some of you here, then when we talk about, we want somebody to preach, you yourself, even if we give the sheet to you to write the names of people who can preach, you will never write your name yourself. Because you feel, you believe that the word, as for you and word there. Only can't any worship. Only can't any praise. Only can't any, no. No, open prayer. Open prayer. Follow me, and I'm in my buttons. But tonight, you need to understand what really it is. Because many of us, we will realize that the very lives we have been living in, it is never a faith life. It's just a fake life. It's never a faith life. But when you read the Bible tells us that our Christian walk, the walk of the righteous, is a walk of faith. The Bible says the just shall live by what? By faith. The just shall live by faith. Our journey in this Christian life begins by faith. And we can advance, progress, and go forward by faith. By faith. You can't do any other thing. The Bible actually says that anything done without faith is sin. So, those of us who have been thinking that fornication alone is sin, the Bible says that anything done without faith is sin. So can you imagine how many people are sinning giving offering? What? You see, some of us, we are sitting next to our brother and we don't have faith that our brother loves us. We have a certain perception about our brother that this one, we are a crown, payment, or two crown, dreaming, one dream, bunny, is sin. You are, it's like you are sitting without faith. You are just sitting by here without faith. Wow. Is it kingdom side?
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. Our mannerisms, our reactions and actions, they are actually the measures of our faith. How much faith we have will show how much we'll react to certain situations and events. Faith is a very powerful thing. When you look through the Bible, actually, the Bible started talking about faith from the New Testament. Because in the Old Testament, you didn't need faith to follow God. You didn't need faith. You see, you needed, to know God, you just have to do what? I mean, whatever you see is what you follow. It's like, you know, say by hope or whatever. But certain people, they live certain faith life in the Old Testament without knowing they were living faith life. And it was captured in the New Testament that by faith, Abraham. By faith, Sarah. By faith. But the word faith was not really mentioned. The word faith was not really mentioned in the Old Testament. But then, they believed in God. They believed in the integrity of God. And it was accredited to them as well. Righteousness. This life of faith, look, it's not a choice. Oh, that is the only way we can live. Let's try to read some scriptures. And I just want to take my time. I'm not going to rush, but I don't know how it's going to be like. Obviously, let's look at the subject of faith from Hebrews 11, the scripture of faith. But we are talking about increasing your most holy faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, the ions, when the Bible talks about the ions, it's talking about times and space. The worlds, he didn't say the world, the worlds. When the Bible talks about times and space, he's talking about eternal time past, the present time, and then eternal time to come. He said it is by faith that we understand. It means that to have understanding of the things and the will and the purpose of God, the mystery of his will, it must be by what? Faith. Because the workings of God, you cannot understand them by your senses. The Bible says that they are spiritually discerned. It means that faith is actually a spiritual virtue. Faith is actually a spiritual virtue. And you have to activate it from your spirit man. To have access and have understanding to the things of God, the truth of the matter is that it must be by faith. So there are a lot of Christians in the church. They may have a very powerful pastor, a very powerful man of God preaching a very strong word of God, but sincerely, they don't understand what the message is all about. They can hear. Child of God, it's not just enough to hear. The Bible says that hear and understand. He said, hear and understand. They can hear, but they may not understand. But you see, if you cannot understand, look, your hearing alone cannot do you good. That is, if you have been in this church when we're rendering teachings on possessing sight and light, then you will understand what I'm talking about. If you're not around, go for the message. I'm not going to go back into that. And the Bible says that there is a spirit in man. And that spirit, actually, it is the activation, the inspiration, the motivation, the inspiration of the Almighty God. So that inspiration, so it giveth understanding. It giveth understanding. So understanding, the Bible says that it was by faith they understood. Look at Moses. Years before, about 400 years before Moses came into existence. And you were able to tell, no, that's 400, 4,000 years before he came into existence, you were able to tell us what happened at the beginning. By faith, they understood. By faith, they understood. We have not yet arrived at the New Jerusalem. But look at John. He has been able to reveal matters concerning the New Jerusalem. Jerusalem that shall descend like a bride. By faith, he has been able to see the worlds to come. He has been able to see the worlds. It is by faith. So then we begin to ask then, what is faith? What then is faith? The Bible has done us good trying to explain what faith is. Now, after this teaching service, if you take it very serious, your Christian life has to change forever. Because you see, the excitement of our Christian walking is the results we see as we walk in the faith. That's excitement. If somebody will pray and pray more, it's because when he prayed the first time, he saw a result. He saw an answer. So he now understands what it means to pray. The Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Then he said the evidence of things not seen. Substance of things hoped for. Actually, we have two kinds of faith. We have the sense knowledge faith. And we have the spirit knowledge word faith. We have the kind of faith. The kind of faith, you see, every kind of faith comes from knowing. Every kind of faith, I say, comes from what? Knowing. And we have two kinds of knowings. We have the spiritual knowings, and we have the what? The sensical knowings. What your ears are telling you, what your eyes are telling you, what your taste is telling you, is what you believe. So what you are seeing is what is suggesting to you that it will be possible or it will not be possible. And then it builds a certain kind of faith in you. Amen. Man of God, please get up. Sorry, please sit down. Did he ever look back? Whilst he was sitting back, did you see him checking if the chair was there? Sense knowledge. And that's faith. Because his body has felt the thing, he knows that the thing is there. Why? I didn't even go anywhere and I didn't see anybody coming. Sight. So he has judged by sight. Judged by senses. Get up again. Come. Now sit down. Go and sit down at on your seat. Go look at it though. You see? Now you see what's happening right now? You see what's happening right now? Come again, man of God. In fact, go back 3 steps and sit on your chair. I'm explaining it. You see, I'm making the whole message very simple for you. But if I'm not very careful, you'll be so excited about his moves. Now, you see what is happening? He's activating his... Why can't he believe that Charlie, 1, 2, 3, I have to go down? Why can't he believe? Because his senses is not telling him that the thing is there. Oh, I have moved here. Hey, I have moved anyway. Charlie, This one, I can't believe by spirit. I have to use my eyes, check, and then go back and say it. That is sense knowledge, which is enhancing us to behave. But it is what we call a spirit knowledge. The spirit knowledge. Oh, that's the whole thing. The spirit knowledge. The evidence of things which are not seen. The evidence of things which are not seen. The things of the spirit, we don't see them with our eyes. But they are there. They are in reality. The Bible says that the things that our eyes don't see, they are more real than the ones our eyes see. Child of God, you may not see love in your husband. But you see, it is more real. The things our eyes don't see, yes, it is true. By his stripes, he didn't say you shall be healed. You are healed. But you can feel and you can see that, Charlie, the growth is there. The thing is there. The thing is there. Manitia, I didn't in a show way. But the Bible says by his stripes, what is more real is what your eye is not seeing. The healing, which has already taken place on Calvary. That is more real than what your eyes are seeing. And the Bible makes us understand that there are these ions or worlds. We have the unseen world and we have the seen world. And the Bible has made us understand that the seen world is not so real as the unseen world. And it's telling us that we can actually live in the more real realm. But it must be by a certain virtue and substance called what? Faith. So faith is the medium of assessing what our senses cannot assess. The medium of what? Assessing what our senses cannot assess. And then he went ahead. He says faith is a substance of things hoped for. It means those things are not in sight, but you really want to find yourself in that realm. They are the substance of things hoped for. And then he said this substance, they are the evidence of the things which our eyes don't. The proof, the justification of the things our eyes don't see. Our hands may not find them. But we can declare and say, oh, 30th December, I'm marrying. I see myself marrying. I see myself. You see, your eyes doesn't see it. When you look, it's not in view. But in your spirit, man, you are able to perceive it. And then he said, the evidence. Faith always has evidence. The evidence. The truth of the matter is that when you begin to work with somebody who is not faithful. I looked into a book before I got to the office. I think that book is at the back there. And I saw something. A statement that faith and faithfulness are the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. No. Faith. Listen to me. Faith comes from the word of God. Faithfulness comes from the spirit of man. The word of God produces, it works on in our spirit. It matures us. Now we begin to produce faithfulness. But what made you believe until you became faithful? Faith. Are you following what I'm trying to tell you here? So they are not the same. But sincerely, at a certain point, you may think it's the same because without faith, you can't be faithful. Without faith, you can't be faithful. Two married couples. One is from Navrongo and one is from Damba. And they met at Tamale Station. And somebody's crying fell down and he picked it for him or her. And, oh, what's your name? Oh, can I have your number? Thank you. And pa, 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 pa. Then he got married. Pa. They don't know each other from anywhere. What will make me remain faithful to her, I shall have faith in her that that's all. That's all. So marriage cries faith. Because as I'm sleeping with a woman I don't know, I don't even know whether by the time I wake up, my head will still be on my body. But I have faith that as I'm lying there, I'm lying with my best friend. I'm lying with somebody who loves me. The evidence of things not seen. Means that I want something. I'm hoping for something. Who can tell me what he's hoping for? I can use that to preach, and probably by the time I finish, you will understand the kind of faith. What are you hoping for? Anybody? You're asked for by four. Wow. That is a very perfect example. So she's hoping for the asked for by four. And besides, let me tell you this. We don't materialize prophecies by hope. We materialize prophecies by faith. That's one thing you have to understand. I'll come there, you will understand it. So ask for by four, she's waiting. That's what she's hoping for. So the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what is this substance? I have to create an evidence of that substance. And that evidence is faith. And that evidence can actually be in attitude. It can actually be in confession. It can actually be in my way of walking. It can actually be in my behavior. It can actually be in the way I see things. It can actually be in my response. As you tell me, hey, you tell the person, I am not too late. It can be in my confession. Hey, my child cannot be akwalaboni because you are expecting to see a doctor, not an akwalaboni, not an armed robber. So it can actually be in your confession. The evidence of things not seen. You create that evidence. You create that evidence. The substance of things hoped for. But then the evidence of things. So she's waiting for her word. Her ask four by four. Child of God, what does it mean? It means that I have to have my driving license ready. I have to know driving well. Because I know a four by four is where? On the way coming. A four by four. And then it must also be a mental state. The truth of the matter is that when somebody enters into faith, realms of faith, it doesn't stop the occurrences of the physical realms. Like if you are, she has had prophecy, you are going to have an ask for by four. Yes? And then at this point in time, we look at her, and when we give that prophecy, instead of promotion to bring the four by four, she was already demoted or even sacked from the workplace. You see, it is very easy for you to think that, this is not the Lord. But actually, God hasn't looked at the happenings, physical happenings, to determine what happens to, what is the prophecy. So negative things can be happening all around you. But you see, the fulfillment of God's word would come to pass. Amen. What is this faith? Faith we are talking about is actually looking at the word of God. What the word of God has said, and creating evidence for that word, hooking onto it. Faith is not just believing in the word of God. Listen to me. Faith is not just believing in the word of God, but it is believing and receiving it. So there are people who believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but they have not received him as the Son of God. They have not received him as their Savior. So the Bible says that with their heart do we believe, but with the mouth confession is made. There must be a proof of our faith, our belief. So one day Jesus asked somebody, he said, do you believe I can heal? He said, yes, I believe you can heal my boy, but help my unbelief. So there is a certain point that our belief can actually be attacked by a certain unbelief. Faith, sometimes, most of the times, in fact, all the time, works with unbelief. And that is a challenge. You may have many reasons why you think it cannot work out.
Romans 4, the verse number 18, the Bible says that Abraham hoped against hope.
It means that when Abraham looked at himself, there was nothing he could base his faith on and say that what God has said is possible. Before I came to the pulpit, I was thinking about this. I said, when the word came from the angel, in fact, not even the angel, according to theologians, because three people came to visit, it is said that it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit who visited Abraham and gave Abraham a word that your wife is going to bring forth a son. And then Sarah laughed. It means Sarah wasn't believing what has been. The angel asked, oh, why are you laughing? He said nothing. He laughed and lied. But the question is that in the book of Romans, the Bible says that it was by faith Sarah was able to conceive. The question is, where did he get the faith from? I believe Abraham. He said, I know Abraham. He will command his heart after me. I believe Abraham tutored Sarah by his faith. And Sarah also picked it up. I also believe that if Sarah had picked up faith quickly, they would have had their miracle very fast. But all things do work together for the good of them that love God. So when we talk about faith, the first thing you have to look for is what has God said. The truth of the matter is that faith can never proceed from anywhere. Not from experience. Not from practice. Not from practicals. Not from evidence. But from the word. What he has said. Finish. For faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by political news. No. Hearing by the word of God. Romans 10. Faith cometh by hearing. What has he said? He said, I'm giving you this city. I'm giving you Akimoda. Oh, we just have to hook on. Hook on to it. It may come that we may come to service and we can count just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 60 people. Ah, and you say what? No. You see, it is not what our eyes see. It is not what we are beholden. But it is what he has said. That is our hope. That's our faith. That's what we call. So as you hook on to it and you give evidence to what you have believed, you have entered into the realm of faith. Mind you, it will always look stupid to those who don't walk in faith. Anything that you do in faith will look stupid to them who don't walk in faith. And you see, for us not to be branded or tagged with insanity in the brain, so we try to comply with the patterns of this world. Thinking that, oh, I don't want them to talk about me. Oh, how do you think your friends will talk about you? Knowing that, oh, I've been married, I can't bring forth. And then all of a sudden, you call a friend and say, can you go and escort me? I'm going to do a shopping. What kind of shopping? I'm going to shop for my baby girl. Which baby girl is that? Oh, the Lord has told me he's going to give me a baby girl. So I'm going to do shopping. I'm going to this thing. You see, that one is the evidence of the substance of things hoped for. So in the sight of them that are not walking in faith, they will look at you and see you as a very stupid person. The truth of the matter is that where faith starts, that is where stupidity starts to the other opposite direction. Stupidity starts in the opposite direction. So once faith goes this way, this one is going this way. So it is either you go here or you comply. Stay with it. Stay with it. The world will tell you that seeing is believing. But the scriptures will tell you that believing is seeing. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. Because the truth of them, you see, if we don't learn to walk in faith, we'll wait for too long in the queue. Because we want to know now it's our turn, then we know that it's favor now. No, it can't be that. It can't be that. It will never get to your thing. So it must be by faith. You have to cross the queue by faith. You have to see yourself in that place by faith. I just know I'm going to go. I'm leaving this country. I'm going to start ministry here. I'm going to do it. Just see it, confess it, profess it, live as such, learn the language of the place. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. One day, give evidence to what you claim you have believed. Other than that, man of God, you believe and believe in vain. You believe and believe in vain. Paul said, what did you believe and how did you believe? It means that some people can believe something and we can't see the evidence of it. Give me this scripture. Is it 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15? 1 Corinthians 15 verse 1. Quickly, let me see if this, there's a short phrase there. Moreover, brethren, declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand. Verse number 2. By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. It means some people can believe and believe in vain. Child of God, listen to me. My God, there are many people who have believed in Jesus, but they don't have faith in Jesus. I believe there are a lot of Christians who are really even in this church. And they really, 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 man of God, I'm telling you something. They really, really believe they are faith brothers, brothers of faith, or they are walking in the faith of Christ. But they have just believed in Jesus. But they are not walking in faith because they have not yet added evidence to their faith in Christ. That is why they do the things they do. That is because they don't even believe that he is omnipresent. He's omniscient. They don't believe that wherever they are, he is there. Because if you believe him and you believe in him and truly you have believed in him, let us have the evidence of your faith. The evidence of your faith is that when nobody is looking, I believe he is there. So I will not do it. So the Bible calls it the work of what? Faith. The work of faith. I've not yet touched today's message. I'm just giving an open, general opening of what faith, because that is when then we drive into where we are going. So don't just let it be. You see, you have to be careful to believe. Believe. And after you have believed, child of God, what is the hope? I'm hoping to be a child. I mean, a Christian, a good Christian. So what is the evidence? I believe in him so much. Therefore, I must behave as he is or as suspected. Because the evidence can be attitude. The evidence can be mental state. The evidence can be an object. The evidence can be in our words. The evidence can be our confession, our profession. The evidence can be in our mannerisms. The evidence can be in our dressing. The evidence can be in our relationship. The evidence. The evidence. So I was looking through the Bible and I came to a certain point that the Bible said, and the prayer of faith shall bring healing unto him. Then I asked myself, what is the prayer of faith? Does that mean that there are certain prayers that are not prayers of faith? Yes. What then is that prayer of faith? The prayer of faith is when he has said, by his stripes ye are healed. And you hold on to it. You see, faith looks for nothing but the result, the tangibility, the physical manifestation of what has been declared in the spirit. What he spoke, he said, my words, they are life and they are spirit. He has spoken it. Yes, it is in the realm, it's in existence, but yet it's not a sight, it's in the spirit. But I want to see it physical. And faith is the convicting force. Faith is the converting force. We grow in faith. We build in faith. We enlarge in faith. And actually, we can strengthen our faith. We can grow in faith. We can enlarge in faith. And we can what? Strengthen our faith. My God, the truth of the matter is that every word of God carries potency of enough life and potency to release a certain potency into you. A certain amount of faith into you. The truth of the matter is that the faith that comes from the word of God has a whole lot of link with the very revelation you have had concerning that word. The very revelation you have had concerning that word. So Habakkuk said that I will stand upon my watch and see what he will say. Rather, he should have said, I will stand upon my watch and hear what he will say. But he said, I will stand and see what he will say. What has the Lord said? Man of God, I'm taking you out of this country and I'm taking you to the United States. I'm going to give you a 2,000 sitting capacity ministry. This is the word of God that has come to you. All right, really. Meanwhile, when we lift our eye, we are looking for you. We find you at Adamase. You don't look like one that can have a 2,000 sitting because your church is even in a classroom. So what am I supposed to do? My life must solely be built on the word and not on the environment and not on my resources and not on my family background. It must not be by where I'm coming from, who is my friend, who is leading me, what is happening in my country. It must only be by what he has said. So what has he said? You must now begin to think about and learn and read and study and model as to becoming how a 2,000 sitting capacity pastor must behave. If I'm living and becoming an international minister, I cannot just go and speak any English at all. You see, when you begin to live like this, and people are asking you what you are doing, you make them aware, I am an international person. So when he went for Jesus' conference, Jude 20, because Jude is only one chapter, so Jude 20. Let me teach you something. There's so much to talk about as long as faith is concerned, but let me just hit the message part and then leave you to go and deliberate on it. The Holy Spirit will build. But ye beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith. Now, the word says that your most holy faith. Mark 11, Jesus said that have the faith of God. This time, it wasn't your faith. He said the faith of God. But here, the scripture says that build up yourself on your most holy faith. The truth of the matter is that the word of God is holy. And anything the word of God gives you is holy. Now, faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing of the what? The word of God. So that faith that proceeds from the word of God is actually what? A holy faith. As it dwells in you. Now listen to me. When the word of God comes to you and the understanding of the spirit is made available unto you, the truth of the matter is that the seed of faith has been released in you. The seed of faith. So Jesus said that if you have faith like a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, be thou removed. Say, and it will. Anytime it is faith, there will be evidence. It could be action. It could be thinking. It could be there will be evidence. It could be confession. So it's if you have faith, on condition that you have faith, you would have spoken. You have not spoken because, not that the mountain has not moved though. You have not spoken because you don't have faith. But if you have faith, you cannot do anything. You cannot control yourself. You will speak. And if you speak, he said, the mountain will move. The mountain will move. Went to hospital. Doctor said, oh, your son, Papa Nyamide, he has a uterine infection and this and this is a dangerous thing. I said, it can't be me. I'm a tighter. Why? I spoke by the revelation, the understanding of the revelation of tithing. Because as I have understood, it has released faith in me. And the moment that word came out, he reached and said, you lie. A devourer cannot be, come and take from me. It must be rebuked. So as I was speaking, I know that he said he has rebuked the devourer for my sake. I said, it can't be me. So I used the money to go and do what? Treat, you try something, something. You lie bad. So they went to run the test. When it came, it was negative. It can't be me. I told the doctor, it said, it can't be me, no. I'm a tighter. Whether you believe or not, you see, and the truth of the matter is that when you speak in faith, you don't expect the person to agree with you. If by grace you have somebody who is a believer and agrees with you, in fact, the result gets faster. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? But if you meet an unbeliever and he doesn't agree with you, his unbelief should not change your belief. If you allow his unbelief to alter your belief, then you have problem. And don't expect them to agree because they cannot understand your language. Dearly beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith. What is the Bible trying to talk about? You see, as I'm preaching, do you know what I'm doing? I'm casting the seeds. The Bible says a sower went out to sow. And that kind of sowing that he went out to sow, listen to me very carefully. There are two kinds of sowing. We have the sowing where we cast the seed, and we have the sowing where we plant the seed. On Sundays, I cast. On Tuesdays, I do both casting and planting. But when you sit in front of me and I'm relating with you and fellowshipping with you, I'm planting. Because I'm speaking according to your need. That's why sometimes it's good to visit your pastor. But the scripture says that as he went out to sow the seed, he said some fell by the roadside. Whether it was intentional or not, it fell by the roadside. I believe it was unintentional. So it could be that as I'm preaching, the word may not be for you. But like Jacob, who was somewhere but yet heard the word and benefited from it, some fell by the roadside and said birds came to take care of it. But he said some fell on good grounds. So he was casting the thing. Some did what? Fell on good grounds. And any time, listen to me, any time the word of God falls, it tries to take root. It tries to take root. But the first falling, the bird took care of it. So he didn't give it access to have contact with the soil of our heart. And it could be many things. In service, some of the comments we make, as we are in service, somebody can make a comment and a word which will raise somebody. Now, before you realize, a bird has captured the thing, it's gone forever. Unnecessary comments. Like preaching on faith. And before you realize somebody, what has that one got to do with faith? And everybody begins to laugh. And me too, I won't stop. I'm preaching. And you realize that the brother begins to switch. And within that short, the thing is a master seed, though. Small. It's a short time. Bah! It's gone. And there are that one which also fall, but they fall on a heart which is actually troubled by the cares of this life. So the word came, yes. He was happy in church. He was blessed. But as he got up and he got out there, the realities of this life began to show up. And the Bible says that the one that fell among what? Thorns. It choked it. The deception of riches choked it. And they didn't allow it to grow. And we have that one that fell on the rock, where your heart is so hardened. It could be by argument. It could be by false doctrines. It could be by some other things. Those of us that walk everywhere we want to go. So as the pastor is preaching, because of your arrogance and pride, you think, oh, my kind book could be about, and before I realize, the word is not finding expression. And then there's that which falls on what? Good grounds. Now, when it falls on good grounds, child of God, listen to me very careful. Jesus didn't end there. He said, and it bore 40, 60, and what? 100-fold. So it means that even on the good ground, they don't express themselves the same. Though they are on the same ground. Child of God, if we know how delicate and how precious the word of God is, and how powerful the word of God is. Look, during the word time, it's a very serious business time. When we go to church, when we stay with the Bible, when we are listening to messages, it is no moment of joke. It's a moment of eternal plantings. Eternal plantings. You may present a very good heart. The Bible says the soil is the heart of man. You may present it, and a seed will fall on it. But instead of the seed expressing itself in 100-fold, it expresses itself in 40-fold. So the scripture says that, dearly beloved, build up on your most holy faith. What is that? He said, do something about the seed of faith, which has had entry into the heart. Do the culture practices, all the things you have to do to create space for it to express itself in 100-fold. So when the Bible is talking about your holy faith, he's talking about that word of God that had entrance. He said what? That the entrance of that word brings what? Light. And what? Illumination. It has brought understanding. It has found entrance. He said, as it finds entrance. You see, some of us, the word we have been preaching here, some of you, if I give you mic, you may preach it too. Some of you, as you are here right now, one day I was talking to some of my pastors, and I asked him, have you paid first fruit? He said, no. I said, hey. He said, do you believe in it? He said, I believe. So I said, if I tell you to preach it, will you preach it? I'll preach it. He said, but you couldn't practice it. And that is the thing I'm talking about. That's the thing I'm talking about. Where certain pastors can even preach things they themselves, they know. They believe it, but they are not practicing it. What happens? Sometimes when you are in church like this and a man of God is preaching, there is one thing you have to do. You must be praying in the spirit. You must be praying in the spirit. Because you must escape the bed. You must escape the tongues. And you must escape the heart of rock. And when it finds expression on a good ground, look, praying in the spirit, you know what you are doing? You are actually plowing the soil so that the seed of the word will have easy expression. The roots can find space, enter, gain grounds, and now begin to bear fruit. You must. So he said that, but ye, beloved, up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You'll be shocked how you will scream, how you will shout when the word is coming, but yet you will not be so much interested in living it. But once you were in the church, you were so charged, you were going to live it out. But when you got there, it's like you remember, and procrastination begins to come in. And you say, pray it, Lord. I need to, because you see, you have to understand it. Lebra kata yakata. I don't sit in meetings ordinarily. Even books, I don't read them ordinarily. One of my sons asked me, said, Daddy, how do you read to another? Because, Daddy, we can read this page. Where you read it, what you, because the reason why I get more than you is because I plow the soil of my heart. I plow it. So that I can be reading a book and get to a certain page, a paragraph or a line, and stop and pray. But I pray, Lord, I want this reality. Lord, help me to conform to this. And sometimes before I realize, I have stopped reading the book and I'm praying like 2 hours on just a statement. I'm teaching you things. Building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Every word you hear, has a measure of faith it releases. But listen to me. The potency of the word of God is equal, but its expressions are not equal based on who received it and how he received it. Listen to me. Every word of the Lord is pregnant with God and as God. If you open the word up, you will not see any substance. The only thing you see is God. Every word. And it comes, the Bible says that when he sent forth his word, it goes to fulfill the purpose for which it has been sent. The purpose for which it has been sent. So as I'm preaching, God is sending his words to us. And the truth of the matter is that God may be sending his word, this very word, to somebody to be faithful, but another person to be obedient, but another person to be disciplined, and another person to learn how to hear the word of God in the church. He's sending the word with purposes, and it has to fulfill. It has to fulfill. But in the fulfillment, the fruitfulness. John 15. He said, I'm the true vine. And my father is the husbandman. Let's roll on. Every branch in me that bear fruit, he taketh away. That bear not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bear fruit, it means that already the branch is already fruitful. It bears fruit. To be fruitful is to have the ability to produce fruit. Is that not it? But I said that what? Every branch that bear fruit, he pegs it that it may bring forth more what? And that's what I'm talking about. Having more expression. Now look at it as he kept on reading. Verse number 3. He said what? Verse number 3, please. Let's run. Now ye are cleansed through the word. He's talking about fruit and fruitfulness. And now he's talking about the word. Now ye are cleansed through the word which I have spoken unto you. And I've already told you that this scripture is suggesting is talking about sanctification. And sanctification is not just being cleansed. Sanctification is being cleansed and being added on. So as he's weeding around you, he's also fertilizing you. The same word, it does the same thing. So you have to learn. You have to learn. Look, during word time, it's a serious intercourse season. One must bring forth something eternal. Something eternal. So you are having a challenge with an affliction in your body. And you take the word of God and you locate the promise of God in the word of God that talks about that very affliction. You are having a financial challenge. You are having lacks in your life. You take the word of God. The Spirit of the Lord leads you to Psalm 23. And you see that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Now, you know it. That is knowledge. We quote it. We know it. Is that not it? But you see, the Holy Spirit, as you keep focusing on this thing, Lord help me. As you keep focusing on this thing and as you show interest in what the Lord is saying, you know that the word of God cannot lie and the scriptures cannot be broken. You believe it so much that that thing that is written there is written for you. I don't have the money. I don't have it. But the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Then you continue and said, he makes me to lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside still waters. Hold on to this scripture. The understanding, the knowledge has come. The understanding has entered. Now hold on to it. As you have it now, begin to pray with it. This is the most holy faith. The moment the understanding comes and you begin to relate with the word as the rhema for you, hold on to it. As you hold on to it now, it has become your most holy faith. What next? He said, now build it up. If you want to understand what I'm talking about there, when you're listening to a message and something hits you, a point hits you, just set it before you and begin to pray. Sometimes I don't know what to pray about. Libra Cooper. You realize that as you are praying there, more understanding in-depth interpretation. Things, as I'm here right now, as I'm preaching, those of you who are crying and groaning in your spirit, you realize that there are some things I've not even mentioned them, but certain understandings have already started going on. The word begins to liquidify in you. Build it up. Because the truth of the matter is that the height of the challenge you can combat has much to do with the height of the faith you have built. And let's stop turning Christianity into feeling, and let's make it a faith thing. Build up. Yes, I don't have the school fees. Physically, my physical senses gives me a different information, but my spirit senses tells me the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Lord, I hold on to your word, I can't want. And sometimes once you are praying this, we realize that the Holy Spirit begins to lead you to more scriptures, and the Bible says that bring out your strong reasons, come and let us reason together, lay it before him and see what will happen. See what will happen. Building up your most what?